Some top MDC leaders and parliamentarians who were weak-willed have been bought by trinkets and joined ZANU-PF. These blinded them such that they see nothing wrong with hobnobbing with a party that has destroyed the livelihoods of millions of Zimbabweans. They see nothing wrong with joining a party that yesterday murdered their comrades like Tondera Indira.
Kulabanye ekade bekokela iMDCT asebengene kuZANU-PF, labanye ke abakudale leparlamente. Lokhu kuveza ukuthi abantu laba bathengwe ngemali, bethengwa libandla leZANU-PF. Lokhu kuyisimanga ngoba sebengene kubandla elaziwa ngokubhidliza ilizwe leZimbabwe. Siyamangala ukuthi abantu laba bacabanga njani njengoba ke iZANU-PF isibhidlize ilizwe kangaka. Abakwazi abakwenzayo ngoba lokho abakwenzileyo kuveza ukuthi abalandaba lokwenzakala kwabanye babo abanjengoTondela Indira ababulawa ngabalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Wenza konke lokhu ngenjongo yokubhidliza iMDCT. Kodwa siyaqhubekela phambili ngemisebenzi yethu njalo lokuphikisa kumbe ukwenza konke okusemandleni yethu kwenzela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF libone ukuthi lenza izinto ngemfanelo kweleZimbabwe. Thina injongo yethu yokuthi sikuqule isimo selizwe leZimbabwe.
The MDC remains the only party that is pro-poor and pro-people, a true vanguard of the people. It is a party of service and sacrifice. More importantly, it is a party whose perseverance is next to none. We shall overcome all the obstacles that have been put in our way.
Konke lokho sikwenza sile njongo yokuthi sibuse ilizwe leZimbabwe. Kungaze kuthini sizanqoba kuphela. Unqoba kwethu sokuzeduze.
Together we shall overcome. Aluta continua. Victory is certain.